Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, Chicagoland. We have a very esteemed guest joining us today. Geraldine, or as she is so affectionately called, Mama Jerry Williams. She's the program coordinator for ETA Theater on the south side of Chicago, and she has been in the dance business for many, many years. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I am the program coordinator for the Village Youth Program at ETA Theater. We have a variety of things going on there right now. It's actually, we're celebrating our welcoming the spirit back home this July 17th at ETA. The executive director is Kamadi Porter, who is a very hardworking woman, and she is really pulling things together at ETA. And under that umbrella, I'm working with the children.
Well, give us a little bit of the history of ETA.
Well, my history with ETA, I've been working there now, it would have been 24 years.
Fantastic.
I began teaching the children, teaching dance at ETA. And at that time, it was there was adults and children. I taught the adult dance class and the children's dance class, and there was drama and music. Mm-hmm. And it was there were two drama classes. There was a drama class for the adults, which was taught by Okoro Johnson, who's no longer with us, but who was a phenomenal actor, writer, and instructor, and Renako Jahi, who is also. He is with us, but he's a phenomenal writer, actor, visual artist, just a array of many wonderful talents that he has. Mm-hmm. And Theopolis Reed was the music instructor, who was a musician, and he also teaches music, and he teaches different forms of music, not only the piano, but different, instruments that he works with. And he's good, and he's well-known around the city. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so, you know, I have been blessed to work with some really awesome people. And, of course, Abena Joan Brown, who I was fortunate enough to meet and work with. And is just, you know,
The founder?
She's the founder. She and Coral Johnson. Mm-hmm. And Perkins, Eucene Perkins, I believe, yeah, also started with it. And right now, his niece has her child, her daughter, in the youth program, mm-hmm, at ETA. And her name is Marion Perkins. And her daughter is working with us. So it's really a good program.
Yeah.
It's really a good program. We have children who, the program is set up to teach our children all the forms of art, not only just the acting and the singing and the dancing, but how to produce, stage management, you know, the visual part,
set design,
all of that. So they will be exposed to all of that through our program. Mm-hmm. And we just started back October of 2015. We had a fire in the theater, and it was closed down for a year, you know, in repairing the place. But it's like bringing in the new, and it's really, and I'm excited about the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about what our kids will learn. And we started out with 15 children, a small group, but they worked very hard. And we just had our final showcase in June 18th. And the kids, they did the set design. They sang, they danced, they even wrote some of the little skits that they did. They rapped. So it's really good. You know, we've had children that come out of ETA from our former program who are now dancing all around the world, dancing with Alvin Ailey, acting, doing commercials, just a wonderful array of things that they have learned and they're carrying on. One is working with Jackie Taylor. Mr. Reuben Echols is with Jackie Taylor. He's the assistant director up there, and he's one of our babies from ETA. Mm-hmm. And it does my heart good to see our children just span out and do a lot of different things and using that talent that they've learned and cared for, because it's not just for the arts. It becomes the discipline that you learn for life. You know, it's not, you know, everybody's not going to be an artist. But the skills that you learn help you through life, and that's what we want our children to carry with them. You know,
and they certainly gain an appreciation of arts.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, that affects you lifelong.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and it's good, to hear from our children. I have one young man, Lamille Echols. No, Lamille, what is Lamille's last name? Island. He has been studying in New York, and he's coming home. He's doing a lot of things. He's working on his PhD now. So mm-hmm, it's like they're grown. They're growing up on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see it. It's good to know that they still appreciate us, and they, you know, to have them call back and tell you that they have, you know, what they're doing and how they appreciate what we've done with them, or what we said, and how it's sticking with them. It does my heart good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we opened up the program with a musical selection that you said would be great. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the musical selection, he's the music director for Muntu, a dance theater. Clifton Robinson, he's the musical director for Muntu Dance Theater. And he just came out with his own CD in 2015, I believe, 2015, 2014, 15. And this selection is Conga by him. It was written by him and the Nyong'o Jackson, who also is a musician for Stevie Wonder. So it's, you know, it's a good piece. Mm-hmm. It's a good CD. And, you know, it's good to hear it, you know, and you know, to know that I know this person. I've seen them work and I've seen them study, and, you know, and it makes your heart feel good.
And for them to give to children, dedicate their time to kids.
Yes.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. So much so, and we love the tune so much that I think we'll also close the program with it today. What do
okay.
you think,
I think
Mama
so
Jerry?
Too.
Okay.
I think so too, yes.
Now, Mama Jerry, tell us, how did you become so affectionately called Mama Jerry?
Actually, I studied Dunham Technique, a dance technique developed by Catherine Dunham, and I was at the seminar, and one of the drummers gave me this the name Mama Jerry. He was talking to us, and he was telling us what our spirit showed him, and he said that I should be called Mama Jerry, and I took that name on because I've been working with children. I'm a special ed teacher, and I teach dance. Dance and the arts has always been in my classes. So that's what I had started my children calling me. Even in class, instead of calling me Mrs. Williams, they call me Mama Jerry. And that, you know, because I feel that affection for my kids. I'm not just a classroom teacher. I am that person that cares for them. I'm that mother figure away from home. If there's beyond just the academics, if they need to talk, if they want to share something, or if they have fears, or whatever life brings to them, if they feel they don't have anyone else to talk to, they can always come to me and talk to me about anything. There's nothing that I cannot hear.
Now, you taught in the Chicago Public School System?
I taught in the Chicago Public School System.
Yes. And for how many years?
29 years.
Okay.
I taught special ed for 29 years. And I've had some challenging students, but I've been proud of them all because I just did not just attend to them during the day. If they needed me in the evening, if the parents couldn't come to school, I went to their house. You know, I tell them I'll be over at so and so time. Or sometimes I just walked through the neighborhood because they knew that if they saw me coming, they knew I was going to someone's house, and they said, "Oh, somebody's in trouble." And I've taught at three different schools, and that was Bond Elementary, that was Banneker, and my last school was McKay. And at all three schools, I became the figure that, the teacher that walked through the neighborhood, that went to the homes and talked to the parents. And, you know, not just as a teacher, but also as a parent, because I have children. And I've always wanted someone to care for my children and work with them the way I've worked with others. So I just passing it on, you know, and I've had good teachers. My teacher in Dunham Technique, who I just loved just immensely, was Lucille Ellis. She introduced me to the Catherine Dunham Technique, and through Miss Ellis's love, I learned and became familiar with Catherine Dunham, and I learned to love her as Miss Ellis loved her. Miss Ellis was one of her lead dancers, and from Lucille Ellis, I met Tommy Gomez, Wilbur Bradley, Clifton Fears, and these were instructors that were here in Chicago. We were blessed here because Miss Dunham received a Rosenwald grant here from the University of Chicago, even though she was born in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, in June 22, 1909. And she moved to Chicago after her mother passed at the age of 4 or 5. And she stayed here a year or two while her father went on the road to try to formulate a business that he could have to support his children, because she had a brother too named Arthur. So Albert Dunham. So she was introduced to the arts here in Chicago from her family that she stayed with, that took care of she and her brother while her father worked to, like I said, get a business so he could support his family. And once he did, they moved to Joliet, Illinois, where she grew up. and he had a cleaning business. So it's
But she came back here to school at University.
She came back here to University of Chicago, yes. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know why people of color moved the way they did. And from that, she received a Rosenwald grant.
She was studying anthropology.
Mm-hmm, she was studying anthropology. She's a writer, a dancer, an actor, humanitarian,
mm-hmm. an activist.
Mm-hmm. You know, so she, it was an array of things that she was involved in. And to meet her is overwhelming. And from meeting her and going farther into dental technique, I met Tally Beatty, Vinoy Akins, Pearl Reynolds, Archie Savage, you know, Ronnie Marshall. Well, Ronnie was taking class with Miss Ellis, but he moved on to start teaching down in East St. Louis. And just a family of Dunhams that we are still close today. Mm-hmm. You know, it just didn't, you know, we see each other once a year for a couple of weeks, but there was a love that was developed there. And it's an experience that I have no words to express the joy. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to write and take notes when I would see them, how they would greet one another, you know, when the dancers came back together, the Dunham dancers, and Miss Dunham and Mr. Pratt. Mr. Pratt was Miss Dunham's husband, and he was the costume designer. Just phenomenal. You know, the opening of the museum in East St. Louis, which is a place that if you ever get a chance to go to, there's the Catherine Dunham Museum in East St. Louis. And it's a place that you should go and see the costumes and some of the memorabilia that she brought home from her travels around the world.
And we'd like to also invite our audience to visit them online.
Yes.
KDCAH.org. Again, KDCAH.org. And they have a state-of-the-art website, and you can learn so much mm-hmm. about Catherine Dunham and her technique, but also the history lessons of what was going on, you know, at the turn of the century mm-hmm. through present day, you
yes.
know, following her life. And she traveled all over the United States. She was an ambassador around the world. And she basically started African American dance in this country, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She and, trying to think of her name. And I see her dancing right in front of me. She's mm-hmm. phenomenal. And it's going to come to me mm-hmm. as I move along. But using Miss Dunham's philosophy, that's how I worked with my special children. And they were not just, I used the word special because they were special to me. And we formed a family. You know, I would close the door and I was that, like I said, that other mother or that other grandmother.
So you were working with children with both physical and intellectual disabilities.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come into our room. We didn't use the word can't. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, they knew that if they used the word can't, there were consequences. Because once you say can't, you've given up because you figure, I can't do it anyway. So mm-hmm.
why try? Yeah.
So we didn't do that. And like I said, from my children, I've got kids that have gone on to college, you know, from the special program. I had a young man at McKay who was he was autistic, but he could draw. He was phenomenal. And the way I got him to work was I would let him draw. He drew cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I would let him, when he first came in, I would let him draw his cartoons for 10 minutes with no interruption. But after that, he had to do my work. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to him about, well, these cartoons are so good. Well, what are they doing? What's the storyline behind it? So I said, well, if you want to continue to draw, you got to write a story. So he started adding words. So he had to read. He had to write so that he could put action, you know, put words to his stories that he drew, and it made him think about things and mm-hmm. put things in order, and it made a difference mm-hmm. in him. But I mean, we did a project one time with some of my class I had. We were doing Aesop's Fables, and we would read the fables. We talk about the meaning at the end of the story. What did it mean? What was the purpose of it? And then they would have to take that and write a fable of their own. Not only did they have to write the fable, then they would have to put it into a play form. They would have to costume it and then perform it. And they would perform it for the younger kids at the school, for the second and first graders, you know, the younger kids, because I had the seventh and eighth grade kids at the school. So it really put something on their minds when they thought about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But I used the philosophy that I learned from Dunham Technique to work with my children in all my classes. They could be a rehearsal going on in the corner, and the kids were doing academics on the other side, because at home, our children are not, when they study, it's not total silence. It's not like you're in the library and everyone is whispering. Everything is going on at home, and that's where they do their major form of studying. So I let them learn how to work with distractions and learn how to focus on what they were doing and close off all the other things that were around them and focus on whatever subject it was that they were working on. And when they finished, they can enjoy. And we worked on the hardest thing first. You know, let them learn how to break it down and work down. You work to from the hardest to the one that's easy that you could just pass on just quickly because you knew what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And it gave them the confidence that they needed. You know, they weren't.
And many people take the opposite approach to mm-hmm. teaching. They say, do the easiest first, get it out the way, mm-hmm. you know.
I do the hardest because that's going to take the most time.
And the most discipline mm-hmm. and concentration.
Discipline and concentration. But you're not feeling pressured from, you know, well, I've done all the other stuff and I got to hurry up and get this done. No, you don't. You don't have to rush through it. Do it first. Work hard. And then when you finish, you feel that feeling of satisfaction. And the other, you say, oh, this is easy. And they take that and move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and confidence in oneself mm-hmm. is so important, you know. Mm-hmm. When I look at the children that are bullying, and it's because they lack the confidence that they need, and they don't want anyone else to feel good about what they're doing. So they want them to feel the lack that they feel. So then they start putting that pressure on somebody else, and then they find joy in somebody else's weakness, because actually that's them crying out inside on how bad they feel about who or what they are and are doing. So it's a strategy to all of the things that our children are facing in this world, and that again is one of the things that I like about studying Dunham Technique and taking that and working with the children that I'm now working with over at ETA, because we have phenomenal instructors. Sunita Surratt is drama. Will Green is drama movement. Keith Connor was visual artist. Phyllis Curtwright is the music teacher. And I mean, the program was tight and good. And it really brought our children to task. And they showed it when we did our showcase. Like I said, we ended up with only 14 students, but we had a strong group of 14, and from that, we are working to build an even better program. So we're coming back in September, and those of you who hear this, I hope if you have children or know someone with children between the ages of 6 to 18, bring your children out to ETA and let them experience the wonders that we have for children that come our way.
Well, you're on the south side of Chicago. Can you share the address?
ETA is at 7558 South Chicago Avenue. It's an angle street. It's between Cottage Grove and Stony Island. It's a little white building on the corner, and we're working to do excellent, just things that are just just great for our children. You know, like I said, I'm excited about it, you know.
Well, you have a phenomenal program there. Mm-hmm. And you take, you know, some places when they want to, say, study dance, mm-hmm. they have to take auditions. Or mm-hmm. if they want to go into drama, they have to be recognized of what they've already accomplished. Mm-hmm. And what I remember of ETA is that you take children where they are mm-hmm. and you build them up.
And build them up, yes. And we work with all children, all of our special children, all of our children. Mm-hmm. And they come in and they're all one, mm-hmm. you know. And that's what I like. I worked this last few months with a program at Reuben Salinger School and teaching dance. And we had special children in the class. And what I liked about it, the integrating of the children with the regular, they did not stand out. They were part of the class and they learned how to socialize. And that, you know, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That is what it's all about.
So what is the website for ETA? I would say just go to Google
mm-hmm.
and
Google
ETA Theater. Is that spelled R-E or E-R for theater?
E-R.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's E-T-A-T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find a wealth of information
yes.
about ETA. And we want you to do that so that you can mm-hmm. enjoy both the programs as well as the classes
yes.
that are offered for
yes.
our youth. And again, we're going to close the program with our opening number. But what else would you like to share with us, Mom and Jerry, before we go off air for today?
Just come check us out at ETA and find out all the wonderful things we're going to be doing. And like I said, we are having a Welcoming the Spirit back home July 17th at ETA, and I invite you to come out and enjoy some of the wonders that we will be sharing with you.
And some of the music that you hear underplaying our discussion today is a sampling of what the children dance to as well.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Chicagoland, we want to thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations. I'm Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. We have with us today Geraldine Mama Jerry Williams. We appreciate her so much, her spirit, and what she gives back to the community and to all children. We invite you to please get involved with ETA Theater for what they have to offer for you and your family, and have a pleasant week, Chicagoland. Bye now.